744, 16 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by another friend of ours, Eugene Green, New Orleans City Council member. How you doing, Council member?
Good morning, Tommy. Hello to you and to all of your listeners.
Let's talk about what's got your attention over at City Hall.
Well, one of the things is I know that everybody's talking about the audit that was done that shows that the city may have been paying for more households than the collections were being done. I just want to let folks know that the reason that we do such an audit and we brought the state in was to have a third party to look with, give a discerning look at the city's finances in many respects, since we're required to go to the state to get approval for loans, approval for the sale of bonds, et cetera, et cetera. So we're just putting out on the table what should have been maybe dealt with a little bit better or a lot better, but the bottom line is that it's in the interest of full disclosure that we share that the city of New Orleans was paying for more households than it was getting collections on. Households and also business locations. That's not acceptable. It's something that, the City Council of New Orleans funds operations, but of course doesn't look into all of the minute details of how the operations go. That's why we have representatives in various capacities in the city who analyze that. But sometimes a crisis such as our budget crisis gives a chance for us to look at some of the things that have been done right and things that have been done wrong, and that's an area in which we've done wrong and we're going to correct it.
So I'm trying to figure out how it works. Does the city give, with a request for proposals or whatever it is, they say, okay, here, contractor X, Y, and Z, here's a list of the houses or that we need you to pick up garbage at, or how does that list get generated? I guess what I'm wondering, council member.
Well, the list certainly gets generated by the numbers that have been identified by the City of New Orleans, but it's important to recognize that there are always going to be challenges within that list. For example, we have rules that if you're above a certain number of units, you have to get your own private disposal of trash services. And sometimes those numbers don't match up with the reality of what is going on the ground. There are some apartment complexes, for example, and they're relatively small, that should have been having their own trash picked up, and the bottom line is that we were paying as if the City of New Orleans was picking them up. That's an example. There's still a lot more to be done with the audit, but the bidding process is very complex. It was not just based on strictly, you know, the number of households. It was based on having the right types of vehicles, having services that allowed for additional trash cans to be available to garbage collection cans to be available to everybody. A certain type of vehicle was required that didn't emit smoke. The bottom line is that those bids were very complex. It wasn't just based on here's the number, and this is what you're responding to.
And I guess I'm not trying to encourage anybody to game the system here, but the garbage truck, they don't have a list of addresses that they follow. They just go down the street till they see the can and they pick it up, right?
Yeah, and I don't know if that was as much a problem, but it is, Tommy. Certainly someone can put a trash can out and you can have a new crew, or you can have a crew that said, oh, maybe we didn't pick that up the last two times, and they pick it up. The bottom line is that, yes, if you own a fourplex or above, if you own above a fourplex, technically, unless there are exceptions, you're supposed to really have a dumpster. But, for example, if those trash cans are outside, or if you've spoken to somebody and they said, oh, well, we can't get into your situation because you don't have a place for a dumpster, there are exceptions all over the place. I'll give you an example. If you have a business and it has no place for a dumpster, you can't put it on the street. So it becomes a little bit more complex, but you're supposed to be responsible for your own trash unless you have an exemption.
And the only reason I brought that up is people, I think, sometimes, and I'm not taking up for anybody here at all, but they hold government to a 100% efficiency standard, and you don't have that in the normal workplace. I don't care if you go to a grocery store or here, anywhere you go, you're not going to get 100% efficiency. It's never going to happen.
It's also important to recognize that things change. We have, in my district, we have a serious new construction boom. We have lots that are being converted into new addresses, for example, with people moving into duplexes and single homes. Sometimes there are going to be mistakes made, and we have to rectify them. But it's important to recognize that we do, because of that audit, recognize that there is a shortcoming within the system that has to be adjusted, and we're going to adjust it. It was not that the City of New Orleans is saying, we're never going to do anything about this. The audit has helped us.
And it's not either saying that anybody was overpaid on this. It's just a mistake, right, as I understand it?
Well, of course, if somebody was paid for a household that, you know, there was no collection being done at, that could be an issue, and that's all still part of the audit.
But is that
but
part
if
of
you
it,
were,
Eugene?
Right, but if you were collecting, for example, at a place where you felt was the right place to collect, which is going to be the vast majority of the instances, the bottom line is that maybe we weren't collecting the fees on the city side, but you were performing a service that you felt that you were supposed to have been doing as part of your contract, yes. So I don't want everybody to say, oh, there's millions of dollars paid to the contractors and they shouldn't have gotten that money. Well, they may have actually done pickups.
Well, that's what I was saying, because the list came from the city and they're picking up the cans and they don't have a list in the truck. So I don't know that if it's a ghost address, they got it from the city, right?
Well, at the end of the day, I don't think there was a vast conspiracy to pick up and get paid for in different numbers. I think that we'll find that the audit says we have to do some adjusting, and there may be some money that has to be paid back, but we're going to do the right thing. We recognize that there's a lot of scrutiny that the city is under right now. We want to work well. We have to work well. The state has put a lot of requirements on us. We're going to do the right thing. But bringing in the third party, the state auditor, someone who has got significant experience not only in working numbers, but in leadership. Our state auditor is a former sheriff. The bottom line is that he's going to look and make sure that no stone is left unturned to make sure that the city is operating in as efficient manner as possible.
Let me take a quick break. We'll pick it up when we come back. 751, 9 till 8. Traffic now, WWL.
From Acadian Windows and Hurricane Shutters, WWL Traffic Center, I'm Courtney P. Over the Bonnie Carey Spillway, LaPlace to Kenner, do have leg delay as you enter the Spillway Bridge. Eases pretty quickly. You'll see the brake lights again, I-10 East Kenner to downtown New Orleans. Right around Williams, have some light to moderate congestion. Hangs on to the split. Things actually clear up from there. I-10 West New Orleans, east to downtown, you'll tap the brakes between the Morrison Curve and the high rise. Downtown elevated slow to the flyover. Flyover heavily congested to Business 90. Crescent City Connection, West Bank to downtown. Heavy congestion begins at Stump, continues over the river. Huey P. Long in the Causeway, no delays there. I-55 north and southbound free and clear. No delays on I-12. I-59 is delay free. Traffic is sponsored by Sunshine. And there's your look at traffic with Courtney P. on WWL.
752, that's 5th District Savings Time. Time to congratulate them on an incredible milestone. 100 years in business for 5th District Savings Bank. For over a century, they've been helping people right here in our community with local lending, personal service, and friendly faces you can count on. It's businesses like this that make New Orleans stronger, and they're a great example of what community banking is all about. So happy 100th anniversary to everybody over at 5th District. Thanks for all you do. And here's to many more years of serving our community. Happy 40th anniversary between 5th District and myself. We've been doing business together since 1986 when I bought my first starter house in Algiers and when I built the home in Belchase and refinanced it in the 2000s. And right now, speaking of refinancing, you may not want to touch that mortgage that's in the twos or the threes or the fours, but if you got some equity in your house and you want to get the money out of it, why don't you look into a home equity line of credit, a HELOC from 5th District that can help finance your project, whether it's a family vacation, tuition, you want a bathroom remodel, maybe even add a pool. They have a special rate at 5th District that you're going to love. Go to one of the 7 conveniently located branches or just call them at 504-363-6505 and see what my friends at 5th District can do. They're a full-service bank with safe and secure deposit products, commercial loans, and small business banking. In all the 40 years I've been doing business with them, they have never sold a mortgage. I've always doing business with 5th District. I've always been doing business with 5th District and only 5th District Savings Bank. Go to 5thdistrict.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. 756, 4 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Eugene Green, New Orleans City Council member, about this audit that found some discrepancies when it came to trash pickups, nearly 8%, 13,000 of the 164,000 plus service locations may be vacant, non-existent, or duplicates. So, council member, somebody texted in about Jefferson Parish being twice the rate, and I would ask, I mean, New Orleans Parish being twice the rate of Jefferson Parish, so I would ask, is it fair to equate Orleans Parish with neighboring parishes, or due to the geography, the neighborhoods, et cetera, is it completely different?
Well, geography really doesn't play a role in this, but the fact is the city of New Orleans is much different from the cities around it. One is that we chose to do something in our contracts that was a little bit different that people don't really see because you don't see the contract. There was a lot of clamoring about things that weren't getting done after Hurricane Ida, that there weren't enough trash cans. Remember, we have 100,000 plus locations in the city, which makes us different. But it's also important to recognize that we entertain 10 million visitors a year. We have concerns in certain communities that don't exist in other communities. We have challenges here, but we have opportunities that don't exist in other places. It's not as simple to say, oh, it's twice as expensive in New Orleans, because it's important to recognize that these contracts, like many others, were bid. And for one reason or the other, it may be, for example, that New Orleans wants to see people get paid $15 an hour and not $7 an hour, and you have to pay certain fees, you know, you have to pay certain expenses to make sure that our city is protected. We put a lot more into the specifications of this job, as is done often, because our city and our citizens want something different. So I'll give you the first example. You have to pay $15 an hour at least to your people. It's more than that now, who are on the jobs, because we wanted to get the kind of people who are out there working right now, who are every at least once a week coming out at 4 o'clock in the morning, motivated to work. They are entitled to and get benefits. So our contracts are a little bit different here in the city, and much of that has to do with the fact that it's what our citizens ask. Tommy, in just 1 minute, give me 1 minute, sure, to say one really positive thing. I just want to thank the members of our law enforcement community and those who are providing services in the city. We are on track right now to have the lowest violent crime rate in the city of New Orleans in 57 years. Not only in addition to that, we're down in violent crime, we're down in fatalities due to automobile accidents, we are down relative to overdoses, terrible, we still have numbers, but when I was in office the first year, we had over 500 overdoses, death overdoses, fatalities in the city of New Orleans. That number this year is going to be below 200, or between 200 and 250, which is still terrible, but it's important to recognize, and you give me an opportunity to say that to thousands of listeners throughout the Gulf Coast, that in some respects the city is moving in the right direction, and we are absolutely moving in the right direction relative to crime in our city. It's law enforcement playing a big role, the state, the city, and the federal government working together, and there are social services providers who are playing a role too, and those who support victims of crime, the most important component of our criminal justice system. We're moving in the right direction, and with your help too, by publicizing some of the good things that are going on, we're moving in the right direction there, and I thank you.
I'm glad you said that, because the negative stuff gets the press always, and you know, whenever an audit happens, it brings up the question of, well, would you rather not know? No, certainly you want to know about it, and that's what an audit does. It indicates where the problems are, then you go about fixing them.
Full disclosure, and I can take comments, and I can take criticisms. Let me know what you think.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Eugene Green, New Orleans City Council member. Come back. We're talking to Mike Dettelier about the Saints. That's going to be fun. And then we'll talk about alligator hunting. So stay with us.